Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Sister Kathleen lives in Aurora, and her preaching is entitled Then and Now.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. This word of the Lord came to me. Go, cry out this message for Jerusalem to hear. I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me in the desert in a land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest. Should any presume to partake of them, evil would befall them, says the Lord. When I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome. The priests asked not, where is the Lord? Those who dealt with the law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after useless idols. Be amazed at this, O heavens, and shudder with sheer horror, says the Lord. Two evils have my people done. They have forsaken me, the source of living waters. They have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. The word of the Lord. An online reference suggests everything else besides God that we could chase in life, whether it be success, money, or material wealth, is truly in vain. Try to remember all the things you once knew. So, was there a time in your life, in mine, that we truly remembered our living God most or all of the time? And then in the passing of time and the challenges, we fell. We let go of God, our treasure, and sought other satisfactions. Control, power, esteem, wealth. Or is our time of returning to the right place and space and behaviors right now? Are the challenges of today, and my, there are many, helping us to renew our fidelity, to say again, yes, I will, and I do, and I know I am called to this good way? And are we willing to revisit the devotion of our youth? Maybe some of us never had an on-fire devotion of our youth, or our later on, or our now. Maybe we have struggled in all situations. But as we read and ponder these words from Jeremiah, we sit with the comfort of our relationship with the living God at this very moment, and know that no matter how brief or even non-existent was the devotion of our youth, no matter how we have handled the middle places or the overwhelming challenges, no matter what mistakes are entered in our journals of life, we are loved. We cannot separate ourselves from this God. I do not see the word mercy in this reading, but oh my, we need to remember the mercy of God so we may go on our way, patching up our cistern that can hold no water, so that our repaired cistern can hold for us the values of fidelity, good choices, generosity, patience, and proactive justice endeavors, and continue in this way. Let us savor the devotion of our youth, whatever it was, and again enjoy the sweet taste of the living water captured in the cistern made just for us. Amen.